with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Huge sums of money from all over the country have poured into today's Wisconsin Supreme Court contest. The election has national implications. It could determine the fate of the Trump agenda. Republican Brad Schimmel and Democrat Susan Crawford are vying for an open seat on Wisconsin's highest court. Florida voters deciding two congressional races today. The first district seat that had been held by Republican Matt Gaetz is up for grabs. In the 6th congressional district, voters will fill the seat left vacant, and Republican Michael Waltz took the job of Trump National Security Advisor. This could be a make-or-break week for parts of the Trump agenda.
The Supreme Court may rule this week on multiple emergency applications related to President Trump's executive orders. These include the deportations of Venezuelan gang members under the Alien Enemies Act. Justices may also decide on a lower court's ruling requiring the government to reinstate millions in Department of Education grants. A ruling could come soon on the firing of thousands of probationary federal employees. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley is looking to rein in judicial overreach.
Under Grassley's bill, judicial rulings would be limited to the parties involved, meaning any judge's orders would not apply to others who may be similarly situated but did not file legislation. Speaker Mike Johnson says federal courts answer to the House.
We do have authority over the federal courts, as you know. We can eliminate an entire district court. We have power funding over the courts and all these other things. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and Congress is going to act. So stay tuned for that.
The House is expected to consider similar legislation this week that would also limit judges' abilities to impose nationwide injunctions. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a check of Wall Street finds the Dow futures down 244 points. The NASDAQ futures off 86, ahead of the opening bell. This is SRN News. Palestinian children are being taught to hate Jews.
The London-based Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education reports that school kids in the areas ruled by the Palestinian Authority are using textbooks full of anti-Semitism and glorification of violence. One math book asks students to calculate how many suicide bombers have attacked Israel. In some elementary schools in Gaza, youngsters are being taught to memorize poems glorifying the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A surge of grant cancellations has hit researchers focused on promoting the LGBT agenda as the Trump administration targets ideologically driven science and government waste. So far, the government has terminated nearly 70 LGBT grants to 46 institutions, totaling nearly $40 million. Administration officials say they want to root out unscientific studies and those that do not benefit the general public. This is SRN News. Belt tightening is in the offing at one of the biggest federal agencies, with payrolls expected to shrink significantly.
Across the Department of Health and Human Services, nervous employees are waiting to see whether pink slips will arrive in their inboxes. Mass firings are expected after Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last week announced a massive reorganization of the department of 82,000 workers. The changes will result in 20,000 fewer jobs overall. About 10,000 will be eliminated through layoffs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NASA's celebrity astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams say they would fly on Boeing's Starliner capsule again. The two spoke at their first news conference since returning to Earth 2 weeks ago. SpaceX ferried them home after they spent more than 9 months on board the International Space Station. More details at SRNnews.com.